Number 2.
Now listen to two students discussing this article. Hey, didn't you want to stay on for your second year in University Halls?
I did. I was as surprised as anyone when I read that article. I called the accommodation office, but they basically said the same thing. If I want to remain living in University Halls, I have to enter this lottery.
Did they say how many people will enter the lottery?
They said they don't know, but I guess they are hoping most people will decide to leave the halls so that they don't have too much competition for places. I just wish I'd known about it earlier.
So, what are you going to do?
Well, I'll apply for a place, but I suppose I'll need to look around for a shared house, not too far from the campus. I know they need to guarantee first year's places, but if they are planning on taking more new first years, you know, they should at least have built more accommodation first.
Maybe it's just a one-time event. Like, maybe the number of new students will go back down again next year.
Who knows? At least, if they let us know just how many places were available, we'd know what kind of chance we have of getting one of the rooms. It could be 100, it could be only 10. A little more information would have helped, and sooner.
Give yourself 30 seconds to prepare your response to the following question. Then speak for 60 seconds. The man has some opinions regarding the new accommodation policy. State his opinions and the reasons he has for holding them.